Wisconsin. There is a spiritual geography to America that is not defined by mountain or plain, valley or desert, forest or lake, but by patterns of people and the way they sometimes behave. Our places were named for the spirits that once inhabited them. Now the places themselves inhabit us. So there is truth to the belief that to know the true name of a thing is to know its soul. Ashwaubenon, Maquonago, Koshkonong. Town names roll from highway mileage signs in an occult incantation, magics that the Anishinaabe almost certainly must once have known. Oconomowoc, Boscobel, Weyawaga. To travel these rural routes is to disengage from the taffy grasp of time. A flock of hawks drifts in an improbable double helix, a slow-motion tornado above glacier-etched hills. Dairy cows graze on green slopes, and there is some hope it will always be this way, that we will till soil in spring, harvest in autumn, bore ice in winter, sipping brandy-laced coffee, knowing nothing is ever this simple, holding desperately to the belief that it must be, that we will pray diligently on Sunday and are prayed for, that we will awaken each day blessed with the burden of another and sleep relieved that in the end, marked by stone tablets in clean cemeteries, shadowed only by church steeples and sheltering trees, our spirits will endure in places like Black Creek, Black Wolf, Black Earth, Unity.